Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so you voted for the one that I wanted, which was the saliva buried women one, which sounds delightful when you think about it.
So this mouth-watering murder. Oh, I should have called it that.
Yeah.
No mind.
So this is the case of Ahmad Saraji, and he is from Indonesia. He was a mystic doctor, which isn't a doctor at all. It's basically someone who has no training and goes around saying bullshit and selling people for the privilege.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you.
So people would go to him for things like love spells or stop my husband from cheating spells.
It's always the same. People are always just driven by sex.
Yeah.
Either I want to have sex, I want to stop people having sex, make me better at sex. That's it.
Yeah, pretty much. And he would promise all these things. So at 36 years old, so he's obviously
The shelf,
quite old, married.
Just me then.
I think he had three wives actually, just to rub it in a little bit more.
Jesus Christ.
Of his three wives. So at 36 year old, Saraji had a dream. In this dream, his deceased father came and spoke to him. Now, I did.
Ooh, how very Lion King.
I had some dreams when my dad died, and they were quite nice. You know, like I just have a conversation with him, and I was like, oh. Like I told him that me and Luke were going to move in together, and it was really nice. But
that is nice. I woke up screaming last night. What do you know about writing assessment?
I do have stupid dreams as well.
I was like, what do you
give
mean?
Give me my mother's glass bowl belt back. Like I had, a 3-hour-long dream where I was like trying to get his bowl back off someone. The most boring. But these were nice dreams. But
that's nice.
Like most people, I understood it was in my own head, and not genuinely my father's ghost coming to visit me. Whereas Saraji, his father in the dream told him that to increase his psychic powers, he had to kill 70 women. And he went, okay then.
Sounds reasonable. Like 71, and I would have thought this is not right. But 70 is such a round number, it must be true.
So he had lots of women who visited for advice on different issues, and they would come often on their own and without telling their family where they were going, because it was, you know, slightly embarrassing if you're trying to stop your husband from cheating by visiting a witch doctor.
Yeah, everyone would assume either you're being cheated on, or like they would just assume it's sexual, basically.
Yeah. But apparently I did look into this a little bit, and these sort of psychic doctors were known for being a bit weird and corrupt. Like sometimes women would get raped by them or sexually assaulted, and they were just known for being not good people a lot
like
of the time.
Cult leadery, like I need to put my dick in you so that your spirit can truly be free.
A little bit. But people, they still went to visit them. I don't know. I mean, I guess
lack of
they
options.
Believe it's true. So he had a way that he would murder these women. So he would invite them in. He'd charge them for the session or the spell or whatever it was.
He'd charge them and kill them.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Or good business.
I mean, I know he's going to kill them anyway, but at least be like, oh, I'm going to give you this one for free. So they die happy.
No. But they, like, he charged them between, it was about 150 to 350 quid. And this was, you know, the 80s, 90s. So a lot of money.
Yeah.
Then he would take them to the sugarcane plantation, which is near his house. He would bury them alive.
Takes them to the candy shop, basically.
Well, I don't think sugar cane tastes that great.
Lick them like the candy cane. What? No, shit.
The sugar cane.
The sugar cane.
That's like
what
the
they're
shit
called.
Version. It's like a stick. Do you want to lick this stick? Not really.
Stick licking good.
It's just going to get really morbid and we're going to feel
oh,
really
okay, sorry. So he takes them to the sugar cane fields.
Yeah, and buried them waist deep in the ground. and then strangled them with electrical cable.
So how would he get them buried while they were alive?
I assume he'd already dug the hole and then pushed them in and then just started like holding them down and filling it in. But it
tells him it's part of a ritual, maybe.
I don't think they were down for it. Like, I think this was very much against
their will. I guess this is definitely the way. It's going to work, I promise.
But that is terrifying, isn't it? Imagine that you can't move because you're buried.
Maybe they were tied up.
Yeah.
I need more information on the logistics. Maybe this is one of those ones that we need to practice.
Maybe just told them,
do you have a hole in your garden?
Don't move or I'm going to kill you type thing.
That's true.
So then he would strangle them to death with electrical cable. And then once they were dead, he would drink their saliva, which makes me feel a bit sick. And I feel quite ashamed that that's the part that I find so unpleasant. The idea of drinking someone's saliva. It's like when you see gauze on the floor and you're like, imagine if I just licked it and you make you feel yourself real, really sick. Do you not do that?
Oh, I don't. But that has made me feel icky. Imagine if like, I licked it.
I always think shit like that. Or I'll see like a little bit of like bread on the floor. I'm like, imagine if I just ate that.
I do imagine if I ate that, or if I see chewing gum, or imagine if I put it in my mouth, yeah. But not spit. Imagine if I licked it.
Oh, no, I do.
How much saliva is in like a freshly strangled person's mouth? Is he basically just sucking on their faces?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think he went into detail. By the time they were discovered, like, there's no way to know.
Like, their mouth is completely dry. He must have sucked it out.
So then he would undress them, and then he would rebury them. But he would rebury them with their heads pointing towards his house. So like as if they're looking at his house, which is very Edmund Kemper, but he did it to his mother's house.
This is creepy. This sounds very like a horror film rather than a true crime story.
It's not a very well-known one as well, which is the scariest thing. So
because he's still practicing.
So he was found out in 1997, 11 years after he had this dream and started killing women. So he had ages.
That is
of being fine.
What triggered the girl power movement, clearly. Like, he killed all these women, found out we need the Spice Girls and we need them now. Sugar Spice.
Sugar Spice
was vetoed.
Baby Spice.
Because of...
Which one was Sugar Spice?
There wasn't one, I'm saying, because of the sugar fields, but she's a no. She didn't make it through the first round of censoring.
Sporty Spice. She kicked the shit out of him. So... he was found out when 21-year-old Sri Kamala Dewi went to go visit Suraji, and she got a lift from someone and said, right, I want to go here. So obviously there's another person that knows where she's gone then. And she just never came back from this appointment that she had with Suraji. So the police started investigating, that the father reported her missing. They found out where she'd been taken to by questioning people around. And then they went to his house. I don't think they had a warrant, so they just started looking around the area. But in a field near his house, they found the
body. Like, this would be a lot easier if these women weren't all watching me in the ground.
And found the body of a woman in a field near his house. So then they started searching his house. They found clothes and watches belonging to 25 women who had been reported missing just in his house. So
didn't even get halfway.
They interrogated him, and he eventually admitted to killing... Sri Kamala, who was the girl that was reported missing, and then 16 other women, ranging in age from 11 to 30. I mean, 11-year-old, what's she asking the doctor for? Bigger boobs?
God. Aww. And it's sad that none of the others were reported missing. But like you said, they wouldn't have said where they were going, so they might have been reported missing, but they wouldn't have dared say before they left, I'm heading to the witch doctor.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's amazing that they weren't found. So, after digging up the land around his house, they found 40 bodies
Ooh.
Of women that had been murdered. And then they came to an end number, so they dug some more and eventually found up to, like, they found 42. However, there were about 80 families around the area who'd reported young women going missing. So, it's believed that he might have had more, although 80...
He's stopping at 70, love, like... Yeah.
Definitely not 80.
I'm going to trust the dream.
So Suraji and his wife, Tumini, were arrested because apparently she knew about the killings. And they initially had both confessed to being involved in this, but they changed their story and they said that the confessions had been made because they're being tortured by the investigators.
Right.
But they weren't believing it. People thought that's
crap. They found a shitload of bodies on your land.
Yeah.
no one gets set up 42 times.
No. So Saraji was sentenced to death by firing squad, and Tamini was sentenced to life in prison as a result of that. But it wasn't really in the press that much, because I think there was a bit of like a, yeah, these doctors are all a bit fucked up. What of it? Like,
do you think it's because it's a bit like, oh, well, if we publicise this, then it's publicising the culture of women having to go to these sort of mystic like doctors.
We're going
to
investigate every BBC presenter. We're just going to be here all day. I don't know.
This is one. I mean, normally I'm not one for like, we need to be excessively cruel with the punishment. But I do feel like it's a missed opportunity to bury him and drink his saliva. As an opportunity, maybe was the wrong word. But like,
no, just leave it at that. See you later, guys.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.